Once, Dhruva Maharaj's younger brother Uttama went hunting in the Himalayas and was killed by a yaksha. His mother Suruchi, as foretold, went to look for him and was devoured in a forest fire. When Dhruva Maharaj heard his brother was killed by a yaksha, he became overwhelmed with lamentation and anger. He climbed on his chariot and went to the northern direction of the Himalayan range. In a valley, he saw Alakapuri, a city full of ghostly persons. He blew his conch shell and the sound reverberated in every direction. The greatly powerful heroes of the yakshas, unable to tolerate the resounding vibration of the conch shell, came forth from the city. Armed with different kinds of weapons, they attacked Dhruva, who immediately began to kill them by simultaneously discharging arrows, three at a time. The yakshas in return threw twice as many arrows along with swords, spears, lances, pikes, tridents and iron bludgeons, which completely covered Dhruva Maharaj, just as a mountain is covered by incessant rainfall. From the sky, the fight was witnessed by siddhas. The yakshas, being temporarily victorious, proclaimed their victory. But just as the sun suddenly appears within foggy mist, Dhruva's chariot suddenly reappeared. His bow and arrows twanged and hissed, shattering all their different weapons, just as the blasting wind scatters the assembled clouds in the sky. They pierced the shields and bodies of the yakshas. Those who were not killed had their limbs cut to pieces, and thus they began to flee. Seeing not one of the opposing soldiers left standing with proper weapons, Dhruva Maharaj then desired to see Alakapuri.
I'd better not. No one knows what mystic tricks these yakshas may get up to.
In the meantime, while he was talking with his charioteer, he heard a tremendous sound, as if the whole ocean were there, and they found that from the sky a great dust storm was coming over from all directions. Then a rainfall of blood, mucus, pus, stool, urine and marrow fell heavily before them along with trunks of bodies. A great mountain was visible in the sky, and from all directions hailstones fell along with lances, clubs, swords, iron bludgeons and huge slabs of stone. They saw enormous serpents with angry eyes vomiting fire, coming forward along with groups of mad elephants, lions and tigers. Then, as if it were the time of the dissolution of the world, a fierce sea with foaming waves and great roaring sounds came forward before him.